Hi guys, and welcome back to How to Become a Webcam Model. I'm UK Daz, and in this video, we're going to be covering how to connect your Lovince to your StreamMate account. Now, I know this topic has come up quite a few times recently. There's not much in the way of how to actually connect it to your webcam site, so I thought I'd take the time to help you set up. So first things first, what you need to do is to go to your App Store or Play Store, depending on whether you're using an iPhone or an Android. Once in your App Store, you will need to type in Lovince Connect. Once the apps are showing in your search results, click and install onto your device. It's at this point you're going to want to turn on the Bluetooth on your phone. And you want to hold the power button down until it starts flashing on your Lovince device. So once the apps are downloaded and installed, go ahead and open them. From there, you're going to want to click on the Add Toys button. What happened then is the app will start searching for your Lovince device. So once your device has been found, you're going to want to click on the Click When Done button. After you've clicked on that button, what's going to happen is the Lovince is going to connect with your phone. And once it does, it's going to show a message saying it's been connected and it's going to vibrate. So what you're going to want to do next is open your StreamMate account and log into your dashboard where you stream from. Once you're on, hover over the button that says Vibe Toys and give it a click. Then with your mobile phone, go to the Accounts tab and push the pink button that says Scan QR Code, and it'll bring up like a QR code reader. So go back to your dashboard on your StreamMate account, which should have loaded a page with a QR code on it. Use your phone to read that QR code. Just hover it over it. It will take a picture of the QR code and link your phone to your StreamMate account. Now, once the QR code's been scanned, you're going to get a pop-up on your mobile phone screen saying authorize client performer access to controlled toys. Just click the yes button. So once you've clicked yes, your mobile phone screen will take you now back to the accounts page, which should now say your performer name as one of the options. What will also happen is your Lovince, once it's connected, will vibrate again for about another second. So what you've done so far is you have connected your phone to your Lovince and you've created an account for your Lovince on the StreamMate platform. Now you're going to want to head back to your StreamMate dashboard and once again click on that Vibe Toys button. Then you're going to want to select Connect New Toys. And once you've selected that, you're going to want to select Lovince as your brand of toy. Then a QR code is going to get generated just below on the screen. You're going to want to head back to your mobile phone at this point, click on the QR code scanner at the top right hand corner of the screen and take a picture of that QR code. Once it's connected, your Lovince again will vibrate for about a second or so. And that's it, it's as simple as that. That's your Lovince connected to your StreamMate account. All you need to do now is start live streaming. So start your stream, click on your Vibe Toys button once again in the top right hand corner, and this time it will turn blue. If you hover over the Vibe Toys button, you'll get a small pop down window that will say whether your toy's connected or not. If you now click on the Vibe Toys button, it'll bring up a bigger window that says that your Lovince is connected. If you look to the very right next to where it says on, there's a small arrow that you want to click, and this is where you can change all the prices for your Lovince. Basically, it will tell the computer how long to turn it on for, how much it should be charging, that kind of thing. It is important to know that every time you lose connection or start a new live stream, you will have to go back and refresh your connection with your Lovince toy. So you should all be now set up, guys. I hope you found it useful and interesting. If you were hoping to connect your Lovince via the USB dongle, unfortunately, StreamMate don't support this at the moment. That may change in the future, but as it stands, you can only connect your Lovince via your mobile phone. That's it for another video, guys. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon. If you have any other questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below, on my blog, or on my social media. All the links will be listed in the description of this video. Until next time, guys, peace out.